Okay.
Hey, good morning, Rabbi Yisai. I'd like to welcome everybody who is here, everybody. Kol asher yeshnu poi v'asher einenu poi. Those which are here, it's a new pshat in einenu poi. Those which are also zooming in from far. The pasuk of last week's parasha. Last week's parasha, by Sheni, it says, Yishom elecha pentishkach es Hashem lekecha revil tishmoy mitzvayisav v'mishpatav v'chukoyisav asher noichi mitzav chayoy. Be careful, don't forget the Rebbeinu Shleinom. Why should he forget the Rebbeinu Shleinom? So the pasuk carries on. Pentoichal v'savata v'vatim toyim toyim tibne v'yashavta. You'll eat and be satisfied and you'll build for yourself beautiful homes. And you live in there, and you'll have plenty of cattle, and you'll have lots of money. When you go to Eretz Yisrael, you'll be comfortable, you'll settle, and you'll have plenty. And then because of all of this, you'll become haughty, and you'll forget the Rebbeinu Shleinu. So the Gemara in Sota says, the Gemara says like this. The Gemara in Soita Daf Hey. The Gemara says, "Azor legasi aruach minayin." Where do we see in the Torah as the issa to be a bal gaiva? Where is it in the Torah to be issa be a bal gaiva? So says the Gemara, "Rav Nachman b'Yitzchak kol mahachav v'romna v'vecha v'shachachta." This pasuk that you'll feel grand about yourself, you'll feel haughty v'shachachta shem lekecha, and he says, "Yishamer lecha pentishkach es Hashem lekecha." And Rashi explains. Rashi says, "V'rom levech v'shachach ta'alma migoy v'aleiv bali de shikcha sheshecheach es boyer v'shikcha muzer yisham lecho pentishkach." Means Rashi explains that this. The pasuk says, the first pasuk by Sheni says yisham lecho pentishkach sheshecheach. Be careful! Don't forget Hashem. Don't forget the Rebbeinu Shleinu. He's the runner in the world, and he's the one who's looking after us. And then later, when you become settled and you've got everything you need, and you've got even more, then that will cause you, you'll feel that everything's all right, you'll feel everything is under control, you're controlling everything, and therefore you'll forget Hashem. In other words, this is really to forget the Rebbeinu Shleinu, to forget that Hashem is the one looking after us and we are nothing, we can't do anything on our own. And how does a person slip, how can a person come to such a point where he forgets the Rebbeinu Shleinu? Is because he feels about Gaiva. I mean, how do you feel about Gaiva? Because you have everything you need. That's the title over here. So it's very interesting, this noisa of a bal gaiva. Now bal gaiva, people don't talk about that. I don't know if people talk about so much being a bal gaiva, because you talk about you're a bal gaiva. People, it's not such a discussed topic. But I just found it's a very, very interesting noisa. It's not clear. It's not such a clear thing, because something which is Torah and Aleiv. It's something which is much more of a machshava dikah thing. It's more of an attitude, more of a thing, and it's a bit of an ambiguous. And hopefully, maybe we'll try, maybe get a bit clear this noisa of a bal gaiva, being a bal gaiva. And number two, there's another point, and that's called being an onov. Now, people think you're not a bal gaiva, so must be you're an onov. But it could be it's two completely different noisa. Person's not a bal gaiva. Excellent, very good. But to be an onov is a completely, completely different world. If you see in Maseiros Yesharim, he talks about being a bal gaiva in Nekiyos. In Nekiyos, which is towards the beginning of his list of Torah, Mevi'ah, Day, all of this. And in Nekiyos, he gives a list of all different things that a person should cleanse himself from. And one of them is not to be a bal gaiva. And then being an onov is right at the end of Maseiros Yesharim. Right towards the end, there's another whole new thing of anivus. There's a whole new thing. It could very well be that if a person is working on not being a balgaiva, which is very good, but it's not always mochach that he's going to turn into an onov. An onov is another noisa. Now the Gemara in Soita, the Gemara has got a list of things of a balgaiva. Being a balgaiva is something which is terrible. Something which is terrible. The famous one is that the Rebbeinu Shleinu says, "Ani v'hu eini nechayim b'mado achas." I can't live. Basically, I can't stand. The Rebbeinu Shleinu says, "I can't stand a balgaiva." If there's a balgaiva, the Rebbeinu Shleinu leaves. It's mamash, very, very chumul. So there's always more in the Gemara. The Gemara's got lots of things. The Gemara calls him a te'eva. The Gemara's got a whole list of all the terrible things, all the shyness and expressions of being a bal gaiva. So it would seem that it's something which is important to stress to being a bal gaiva. You know, but it's something what's you know, it's a bit. So let's hopefully try slower and go through it. Now this makor, which I said right at the beginning, is brought down in the smak. And the smak says like this, as Loshen says this, because Hashem Baruch Hu mashpia lehem toivah, and Hashem Baruch Hu is going to give the Eden toivah in Eretz Yisrael, when they move into Eretz Yisrael, and obviously it's also us. And the Eden might start saying that it's us, we're doing very well. And they won't say it's not us, it's Hashem. Machmas gavosu v'zeu pirush pasuk pentecha b'savot levavach v'shavirom levavach v'shachachto. In other words, the yesoid, it seems, of being a Balgaiva is that he's forgetting that Hashem is in the picture. Very simple, straightforward. Hashem is the one who's being mashpia. Hashem is the one who's giving us all the toiv, and if not for him, we'd have absolutely nothing. It's nothing, nothing, nothing. Just push it, having Hashem in the picture, that's all it is. Just not forgetting that Baruch Hashem is the one who's giving us all the goods we have. And it includes as well all our own ma'ilas and all the things that we matzliach in. It's not us. The ma'ilas we have is because Hashem gave it to us. We're born with it even. Or even if we worked on it, it's ma'ilas that the Baruch Hashem is giving us. It's nothing. We've got nothing from ourselves. We can't do anything on our own. And made a posh, just having that in mind in a machshava. It's just a machshava tikka thing. It's just an attitude. Are you a great guy, you know how to do all of this stuff? Or you just keep on reminding yourself that, you know, we feel humble that the Baruch Hashem gives us so much koichas and we can do what we're doing. Just push it, that's really straightforward what it is. Now, the Ramban, interestingly, says there's another makor to the Issa of Gaiva, and that is in Parashas Shoftim. We know that the Melech, there's lots of things that a king, a Jewish king, he's got to minimize a bit. He's not allowed to have everything and anything he wants. And the Torah says he can't have too much susim, and even that's right. And he shouldn't even have too much money, because a king is going to automatically be rich because he's taking taxes from the whole country. So automatically his oitzros are going to slowly grow. But nevertheless, says the Torah, he should cap it. It shouldn't just be endless. The money for a king is allowed to have extras, but he should always make sure not to have just over. So says the Torah, why? Levilti rum levavim echo, levilti surmin amitzvah yomen esmeinim an yarech, yom an amachle, uvon amachle yisro. So the Torah, why the sibbe is, because we don't want him, levilti rum levavim, that he shouldn't feel too haughty over the rest, over the populace, over the citizens. He shouldn't feel, of course, end day he's a king, and end day he's controlling, he's governing, yeah? But he shouldn't, if everything's endless, then he's going to come to a point where he thinks, I need a vafsiyoy, it's me. Everything's me and I'm, and there's nothing else. So that's a king, says the Ramban. Nirmas bikan, but Torah isa geyas. We see the Torah is coming to tell us there's an isa to be a balgaiva. Because the Torah doesn't allow a king to have such feelings, to have such attitude, to have such things about himself. So if that's the king, so obviously all of us, obviously the Torah is not going to allow, the Torah does not want us to feel haughty over everybody else. Somebody who's got the rights to feel above everybody else, the Torah doesn't allow it. It's called But the pasuk says Torah is Hashem kol gavah leiv. It's a toiva. So the Ramban brings a second makor. It's another makor. The other Mr. Ramban says kar nirmas. It's a remez. The Torah is being maramas to this issa of geis. But there's another makor. So we've got here two makoros. So why is there two makoros? Emma says the Shari Tshuva. Shari Tshuva also says this second makor. He brings the pasuk that the Ramban brings of melech. It's of a melech to feel haughty. So what is these two makoros? It's very possible these two makoros are like this. That we said that the Issa of Geus is b'machshava, but there's also b'meisa. Yeah, b'poil. People, we behave arrogantly. That comes from a machshava. In other words, if a person, there's two points, and the meisa comes out of the machshava. Yeah, the pasuk in Parashas Ekev, last week's parasha, is all b'machshava. Don't feel. Just build in yourself the attitude that I ba'etzem don't have anything on myself, everything's a British Shleilem. And memela, if a person builds on that, memela, he won't behave. He won't behave arrogantly. He won't behave in a fashion that's not comfortable for others. And that's the Maisa, and that's the possibility by the Melech. The Melech shouldn't do things, so that's what the Melech is. The Melech's got the power to do things which others can't do, and he can attack and do things which stems from a guy with the machshava, and that's the Maisa de Kechelek. And the Mesidis Yishorim, he's Marich, the one that I quoted before, he's Marich, what's Gaiva? So he says in Perik Yod Aleph, that Gaiva is Shumachshav Atzmoy Ba'atzmoy. He thinks that he deserves praise. And he's got all different sorts of machshavas. He goes through different types of machshavas, different types of people have different ways of feeling of the machshava of Gaiva. And then he goes and he says there's toldois. There's many, many different toldois which come out of this machshava. He's rabbis and mashonis to tzer memeno. Lots of different types, and some of them even queer, of toldois that come out of this machshava. He says one of them is that he expects everybody to give him honor. He behaves in a way that I'm an honorable person and I'm therefore behaving in such a way. He'll walk slowly. He'll behave in ways where it stems from this sort of machshava. He won't schmooze with anybody. It's embarrassing. There's people that he's not going to schmooze with. Only the respected in the community. And even he'll just shoot short lines, and that's why he's not going to stop being married. That's one. Another one is a different type of maisa which a person can come out. Everybody should be wowing. Everybody should be admiring him. His people don't just walk up to him just like that in the middle of nowhere. He's going to show them, straight away. Another one. He says it's the third type that he's so proud of himself that he'll start behaving as if he's an honor. Right? The expression, I'm an honor. Yeah? But really inside, he's thinking, Ani kolkach aron, kolkach nichbod, shekvayeni tzorich hakovod. He's thinking, I'm above that already. But really, it's all stemming from Gaiva. Yeah, this is a story. Okay, and he's got a few more. He's got quite a list of a few more different ways of behaving according to which comes out from the machshava of Gaiva. So this is the chayra. This two lekudas. That's these two yisurim in the Torah. There's the machshava de kechelek, and then there's neveah. From there is neveah the meisa. Now the meisa, we see in Shulchan Aruch many, many places where there's an issa to do things, which causes neveah, because it comes from gaiva. The marshal Shulchan Aruch writes in Simon Beis that a person shouldn't go bekeimas kufa with his nose in the air. Yeah, we all know that. And why? It's because doichet. By doing that, by your nose in the air, is doichek al yashchina. Now, nose in the air doesn't mean just thumb nose in the air. There's a reason why a person is walking with his nose in the air. It's the reason why. And obviously, he's feeling so grand of himself, he doesn't even realize himself that his head is so high. Yeah, it's not just an expression. It comes from within him. He feels that I'm so great, and right. Shulchan Aruch writes as well in Hilchos Tefillah. In Hilchos Tefillah, a certain person shouldn't daven like this with his hands like that. Shouldn't daven minu tefillah. You shouldn't daven like that. Why? Because it's derech gasos haruach. Because in minu tefillah, the person's supposed to be having a lot more achno. Person's talking out to Bnei Shleim. So walking like this, standing daven like that, is a chesoron in brittul to Bnei Shleim. And Simon Pei Tessi writes as well, we're not allowed to eat before davening. One of the reasons is because of lesuch l'adam, and what's the vote of it? A person shouldn't feel. It gives him a certain. First, talk to the Bnei Shleim, thank him for everything, and then when you finished, The marshal, if a person is weak, he's allowed to eat before davening. But what's the difference? Because if he's weak, he's not doing it because he wants to feel his serimimus. He's doing it because he can't. He's not kaya. So there's no issue at all. It's not pshat. We give him a heta. No, because the whole volunteers there all stems from this middah grew of gaiva, of feeling good by yourself, and therefore just go and do things before talking to Bereshit. But if you're weak, then that's not a veya from that. This is not issa. Yeah? Mishnah Berurah brings the Siman Mem Ches. A lot of people do this today, but it could be that Tnumas Meshubeshes Bereshit in the middle of davening. You know, a lot of people do davening like this, their heads all around, all flying, yeah? So the Mishnah Berurah brings, don't do that. Now, it could be that olden days, those days could be shtams from Gaiva. I don't know if it shtams from Gaiva, then it's also. If sometimes it's not shtams from Gaiva, maybe it is. I could point out, but the Yasoid is doing things which is coming from there. Yeah, this is not Shulchan Aruch already. There's a Derech Eretz Rabba. Derech Eretz Rabba writes that a person shouldn't sit with his legs folded on top of each other. Why? Because it's derech gaiva. As I stand derech eretz rabba.
Anytime.
So as I'm saying, it's the yesoid. It's the yesoid. Are you doing it? Sometimes you're doing a taka because you feel so relaxed. There's people watching you, and you want to feel. Sometimes you're doing it because you know it's comfortable, right? But that's the yesoid. Shulchan Aruch writes another halacha in Simakuf Aleph. Person shouldn't drink. Drink his cold drink more than three times in one go. Because again, it's derech gaiva, right? So a hot drink is different. But nachamol, it's the same, it's the yesoid is because the person's feeling so grand. It's very small, little nitty gritty things over here, but that's not the yesoid. The yesoid gaiva doesn't mean don't drink more than three times. But it's the.
What defines these things as being part of gaiva?
What's the signs?
What defines? What makes it not gaiva?
If you have a Hashem in your life or not, it depends if you have a Hashem in your life or not.
What's the intention?
That's all. Very straightforward. So every person acts differently. Every person's got his own emotions, own ways of moving. Doesn't mean that's what you have a Hashem in your life. The more you have it, the more you are gaiva. It's just having a Hashem in one's life. That's all. People praise you. You know, wow, what you did yesterday is such a good job. You know, you say thank you, but you think to yourself, what am I already? What? I mean, it doesn't mean you have to keep on saying like that non-stop, but the yesoid is that the Baruch Hashem is in life. Yeah. Now, the Rambam does not bring this. None of these two psukim. The Rambam doesn't bring these two psukim for gaiva. And the Rambam, in Hilchos Deos, he says, I don't have it here. He says the makur of the issa of gaiva and all midas, is valachto bedracho. Go in Hashem's ways. Follow the Ben Shalem's esnagos, the way he behaves. Copy his ways. Follow his ways. It comes from the pasuk of Alachto Bedrocho. And now, this is already a bit difficult because I'll try and explain it. I don't know if I'm explaining it correct, but this is possible explanation. The Bein Shleilam, we say in Shabbos, we say Hashem Alach Geus Lovish. The Ramban explains that the Sibah, why the Gemara is so, the Gemara brings Pesukim. That's so against gaiva, is because gaiva is a levush of the Ribono Shel Olam. Gaiva is something that belongs to the Ribono Shel Olam. Because, like we explained, the holy side of going away from gaiva is being toilet or an Hashem. So, meaning, in other words, because it's the Ribono Shel Olam. It's because everything's the Ribono Shel Olam. No? So, in other words, Be'etzem gaiva is something which belongs to the Ribono Shel Olam, if so to speak. As we state in Pasuk, Hashem Malach Geus Lovish. So, what does it mean? V'alachto bedrachov. So what exactly is it? So Hashem is a Baal Gaiva. What was it supposed to be? So the Maharal explains, and Abraham Friedland explains the Barichas. He says the Yesod of Gaiva is, it's a tiny little bit deeper, the Yesod of Gaiva is that a person can relate to everything and anything at the same time. A person can relate to the most important things in life and the most minute mundane things in life, exactly the same, is for him, it's the same importance. And the Bein Shleilim can feed the smallest of Nemolim, and he can also at the same time be Megalgal all the Gilgulim and Shamayim, because everything is Bepashtos, everything is Pashtos, everything is equal, everything's the same. Everything, I'll give you an example, they say the Chazanish, he was able to relate to a child, he spoke, people could see. The way he spoke to a small child was exactly the same way how he spoke to an Adam God. It was no difference. It wasn't, this Adam God deserves more respect. And this child, he's only a child, so we'll give him a sweet, and you know. And then, no, he was able to relate to everything, every Bria, exactly equally. And the Bein Shleilim, that is the koyach of the Bein Shleilim, that he's able to relate. In other words, from the yesoid of gaiva, of feeling haughty, That very possible. We are, it's also for us to do it. But the sibba why anibuhu any khalimadachas is because you are borrowing, you are taking the Bein Shleilim's levush. It's like somebody who goes and takes the king's crown and he goes to him and he asks him for something. He goes to the throne room and he asks, what sort of chutzpah is that? You're taking the levush of the Bein Shleilim, which belongs only to the Bein Shleilim, and you're going and you're behaving that same way. That's the problem of gaiva. That is the yesod. That is the problem of gaiva. That's how the Maharal explains. So the Maisa, to go to Maisa, that I explained before, there's lots of things that a person shouldn't be doing, because if he does that, then it comes to, and it shows the chur, that's his way of thinking, that's his line of thought. All of that is, if a person is misrachek from that, that's called Balachta Bedrocha. Because the Bein Shleilim, al-af that he's so great, al-af that he's so exalted over everything, over every Bria and everything, nevertheless, he's still got the Yechis, the Bein Shleilim still, he's looking after everything, and he's everything and everything, from the beginning, from the biggest till the smallest, that's the Balachta Bedrocha. But the first point of feeling exalted, that's what's awesome. The second point of doing Maisim and doing Polas, which is a so in other words, we start off saying that a person is misbattled to a Bein Shleilim. Avada, that's the Yesoid, you misbattled to a Bein Shleilim. But by being misbattled to Hashem, by feeling bottle, feeling everything is not me, then automatically a person is able to relate everything in an equal manner. Because the whole sibba why you've got blockages is because, 1 minute, I am who I am, so 1 minute, so why am I relating? Like we saw before, Mr. Strom, so I've got to, help copy this person, I'll talk to him this way, this person. Why? Because you're feeling that he deserves this sort of behavior, he deserves this. But if a person is Bab Le Bein Shleilim, everything, I'm nothing. Everything what I have is a Bein Shleilim. So maybe a person can behave in such a way that everything is equal. Now, that's stage one. Stage two is... Stage two is anivus. Now anivus, so it's two things. I'll say anivus. Number one, I told you anivus is right at the end of Mrs. Strong, because the hardest. It's the hardest, and they brought down the stipler bring. The stipler writes in Chai Oilam. He's got a little peric on anivus. Stipler says the anivus is something so above, it's so exalted, and so the stipler says if a person has never reached there, then he'll never understand what it is. That's what stipler says. And even more than that, he says, even if a person once did maybe touch it, maybe Taka did appoints, he Taka did, but then if he leaves it, and if he slowly drifts off in the middle of Anibus, he still won't be Masigi anymore. Even though he once was Masigi, because it's so dakistic, and it's so difficult to be Masig, that if you're not there, then you're not Masigi. So, but I don't understand, but the Gemara says that to Balgaiva, it's terrible to be a Balgaiva, so, but you're telling me now that it's impossible to be a Nono. So Teret says, there's two different things. A person can work on not being a Balgaiva, be feeding the Bein Shleilim, everything's a Bein Shleilim. I've got koichas, yeah, Taka have lots of koichas, maybe koichas that others don't have, and koichas that others are benefiting from me because I've got them and they don't have it. But it's not me, the Bein Shleilim gave it to me. It's my Tana when I came. We Taka use these expressions a lot. But these are the sort of things that we take have to be living in order to be able to mekayim, or Chazal say that it's terrible to be like that. But to be an honor, it's levels upon levels, and maybe if a person leaves being a Balgaiva, maybe he slowly starts being a bit of an honor, but it's not, it's something which is Something which is difficult. Maybe some people maybe can get it easier than others. But another thing, this is the Chazon Ish, right? The Mr. Shalom brings down Torah, Mabir, Day, everything. So Shalom says that Anivas is the same thing. Anivas really comes from living without Torah. The more a person sits and learns, the more a person has kviyas, and he's misbattled to his learning, and therefore he's misbattled to the Baruch learning, because he feels that, Ich bin gar nicht, why am I? Then only through that a person can reach the darkness of Anivas. So the person says, this professor, or this doctor, the top doctor in a certain medical thing, and he's an on-off. You know, Yitaka can see. There's goyim taka, there's doctors, and they've got all the rights to feel haughty over their patients, and nevertheless, you see taka sometimes, they've got such, it's backless, and they can even use these expressions, I'm just doing my bit, and there's a lot more I could, you know, but really, that's not real anivus. That's not really, because goy doesn't learn Torah. It's not, he doesn't have the Baruch Shem in his life. So it could be taki is not haughty, it could be taki is not balgaiva, but poil. Maybe even a bit of makshah, but it's not the real gaiva that the Torah says to leave, and the real anivus the Torah wants us to, be misdavik in. Now the Rambam over here in this noise says Mechadish a massive chiddush. The Rambam says that all midas yedua, everybody knows all midas, person has to go by derech hamamutza, right? A person shouldn't be too much of a pazran, giving money, and a person shouldn't be too much of a counselor, giving nothing, keeping all for yourself. A person should be in the middle. A person should give, but with a cheshbon. All the different middas, a person should be in the middle. But the Rambam writes that there's one middah that a person has to go all the way to the end. And that is the middah of Gaiva. The Rambam says in this day is page-based, V'yesh deyes sh'osu lo yil'odam ninuk b'hem b'beidenis. El yisrachet min ha'kotza, echod el ha'kotza achev, hu goy ba'aliv. She'in derech ha'toyim ish'yodam ono b'lvad, el yishofel ruach, And then he brings the Chazal and then the next one he says Kas as well. Kaponim, the Rambam says that guy a person should go all the way to the end, and the Rambam uses the expression. He says it should be shuffle ruach in the mucha lemoid. Person should go only to the other extreme, as actually the Rambam. Now, the Rambam brings a Peledika story. There's a story the Rambam brings in Pirush Mishnayos. This is a bit of a tricky part. The Rambam says that this. I'll read out the Lashon here because I don't remember exactly. The Rambam says that this. Which day was your happiest day in life? Which day did you enjoy the best? See, he says the story was that day. I was once in a ship, and I guess I was poor, and I sat in between all the boxes over there down somewhere, and no, I didn't have a proper cabin. And there were people that were rich, soichrim, bale momon, and I was sitting there in my spot. Lahashtin. He got up to be mashtin. This the Rambam brings it in Pesach Mishnayos. Okay. Then he nakel behem, and he saw me, and he felt so. He saw me there, and he was mafazim. He felt. I was. It was such a spot of bezoyin for him. V'nivze sheisi shuffled behem be'in of moed. At shegoyer bosa v'hishtin olay. At shegoyer bosa, and he was mashtin olay. He went and he was mashtin on me. V'temati. What? Where does he get this chutzpah from? V'chai Hashem, says this chosid, lo'ikobo nafshi l'maseh u'klal v'lo yisoy b'meni koichi v'simchti simcha g'doyla. Kashigati l'gvul sh'lo yechaveni bozi ha'chosa ahu v'lo yigish nafshi elob v'insob sh'lo yistachlis shifras ruach ha'chi yisrach min ha'gayim. Says this chosid, when this happened and I suddenly chap, I can ischei nafshi, I didn't feel anything, I didn't feel anything against him. I felt nothing, and that was the biggest yom simcha that I ever had. He said, Says the Rambam, that's what shiflus is. Now, this is a massive, massive. Listen to the Rambam. This is what shiflus is, and this is lechayu what the Rambam means, that a person should try and reach all the way to the end. So mamash, merav sinigra, right? Merav sinigra. But kaponim, as I said, the Rambam. It's kapaskan, I don't know, but as I said, the Rambam. But kaponim, the yisoid is for sure, the yisoid is for sure that to behave, act, to do things positive, which hurts others, machmas gaiva, that's poshut asa. And maybe let's call that, that's the Ruach HaMamut, that's the Derech HaMamutza. The Rambam says a person should be, it's not clear if the Rambam says a chosid should be doing this, or if everybody should be doing this. It's not clear, there's a few steers the Rambam in Halachas, exactly what the Rambam's Mechayev, if everybody is doing that, should be doing that or not. This, when it comes, when we talk about this parasha, so a lot of is dealt with self-esteem. A lot of it comes into the picture of self-esteem. Now, low self-esteem is nothing to do with anivus, and nothing to do with anivus, because low self-esteem, the mechanchim, they explain this. Low self-esteem has got three problems, which is be'etzem gaiva. Three sibbas why low self-esteem is a be'etzem gaiva. Because when a person normally has low self-esteem, he's expecting and he's looking for harocha from others. He's looking for compliments from others. That's the derech. Because he himself doesn't have it. He's never got low self-esteem. Himself is not convinced of his milas. So milah, now that is a chesaron. That is betzem for sure, son and Ivas, and it's betzem gaiva as well. Because he's doing things, he's waiting for others to see how they marry him. Mehepach of gaiva is that nothing to do with others. It's nothing to do with others, no shaykhus to anybody else. I'm happy who I am, and I'm marrying everybody equally. If he's mevazah me, if he's not mevazah me, if he's marrying me, if he doesn't think of me at all, no nafkemina. Yeah? That's a chesaron number one. And chesaron number two, and this is really betzem, the main chesaron is that when a person's got genuine low self-esteem, so things need to go his way. Because he's toiled so much on everything, on his life, on his schedule, because that's what he's built himself on, that's what he's building himself on. If things don't go his way, then he goes inside him, he goes berserk. Either he just shuts down, or he just goes mad. And that's nothing to do with, that's gaiva, that's betzem gaiva. Person doesn't have it, it's not his fault. But that is betzem gaiva, because he wants things to happen the way he wants it, and he's not mevatel himself to Bereshit, that's how it is. That's how Bereshit is setting the day today, and that's how it is, and finished. But he can't, that's because he doesn't have the self-esteem to say, okay, I'll accept that. And the Chafrilo that brings it, this chosid that he became, he was in a matzah, that he was so shafil, he said that that was his happiest day. That was his happiest day, right? Somebody with low self-esteem doesn't cause him happiness. That's nothing to do with it. Somebody who's got normal self-esteem of himself, not too high, not too low, he knows exactly who he is, he knows his koichas, he knows his chasreinus, and he's accepted it, and he's just facing it, and that's it. Then he can move on. Then he can say, okay, this person mavazah me, right, let's just tell ourselves, I don't care. It's everything's a bunch of anyway, I'm a battle team anyway. If somebody's marrying me, somebody doesn't stop praising me, what do I care? Doesn't talk to me. I know exactly who I am anyway, I don't need him to tell me who I am. And whatever I do have anyway is not me, so what's he want from me? A person is holding by a normal state, and then a person can start thinking about these sort of things. But today, the machlas of today is so powerful, these self-esteem problems and all these other issues. That's why we don't talk about this noise anymore. Because it gets too complicated, it gets too winded up in all of our problems. So Meida, we all know there's Issa of Gaiba, and we all know there's an Indian to be an honor, Muridik, and those who know how to do it, excellent. But those who don't, what's he supposed to do? Kill him? What's he supposed to do? A person still needs to live besimcha, and if he keeps on telling himself, and with all low self-esteem or other issues, keeps on telling himself this and that, and this and that, he won't get anywhere. So Meida, a person should be v'nachta bedracha, of course, but tamim tiyem Hashem lekecha as well, and he needs to just push it, just try his best, just do what he can, And Beis Hashem, the Beis Hashem will be mashpia, and the Beis Hashem will give us lots of bracha and everything that we do.
Shalom.